97.9 FM, 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, bring you Side Dish with your host, Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Liz Cooper brings the Chapel Hill Carrboro community culinary insights from around the world. From local farming to nationally known book authors, Liz shares an array of culinary tips. Brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's Landmark Gourmet Emporium. Landmark Gourmet Emporium, great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm your host, Liz Cooper, and today I am here with Georgetta Dane from Chloe Wine. Good morning, Georgetta.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me here today.
It's great to have you.
I'm very honored to be here.
Good. Well, it's great to have you. So let's give everybody a little bit of background of where you're from, how you got involved in winemaking, and a little bit about Chloe.
Okay. I was born in Romania, and that's where I lived my first 30 years and where I graduated food science with a master in fermentation. My husband is also a winemaker. Actually, we met in school, and today we both work as winemakers in California for different companies. How I came in the United States, well, that's an interesting story. And it starts in 1998 when my husband had, a party with his friends. And after one too many beers, they all decided, hey, let's apply for visa lottery for United States. They all did. And 6 months later, we receive a big yellow envelope from United States Embassy saying, congratulations, you won the visa lottery. Welcome to United States.
Oh, wow. That's good ideas start with big parties, huh?
Imagine my surprise. Well, the thing is, he was quite surprised, too, because he couldn't remember anything from that night, apparently. So, fantastic. Surprise, surprise. Now, what to do? Neither one of us was speaking English at that time. We studied French in school. We had a little girl. She was 2 months old. We had jobs. We were building a new house. So, you know, immigrating wasn't really on our schedule or in our future plans. And imagine parents devastated of the news of going so far away. But we did it. We didn't know anyone in the United States. So through a friend of a friend, we found someone that was living in Monterey at that time. And that person was his name is Christian. He was very nice to lead us, in the beginning. He was very clear, I'm not going to help you with jobs or you won't stay here, but I'll show you around and I'll teach you, a few things so you can adapt easily. So it just happened that Kendall Jackson in Monterey was building a brand new winery and they needed full crew. And my husband was hired to work the cellar and I was hired to work in lab, because I couldn't speak well English, but I knew chemistry and chemistry is universal language.
That
helped me. And that's how the story started. From that point, within 1 year, we become assistant winemaker. And now I've been making wine in California only for about 18 years. Over 20 years all in all, because I was making wine back in Romania also. And Chloe is one of my latest babies. That was launched 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We started with Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, and a red blend, Red 249. And 6 months ago, we added a Pinot Noir. And now I have in projects September 1st, we're going to add to the line a Prosecco.
Oh, great.
And I'm thinking about next year, maybe a Cabernet. I'm working on that.
Oh, fantastic.
So when we started, 2 years ago, when we launched Chloe, we thought, why people drink wine? So people drink wine to celebrate, right? To capture and create special moments in their lives.
Exactly, yeah.
And we were thinking, how would be a wine, perfect for that? And, of course, a wine has to be timeless and classic and elegant. Then we thought about the label. So the aesthetics of the brand were inspired from the iconic beauties of our time. Think Grace Kelly, Audrey Hepburn, Jackie Onassis. That's why you came with a white label with a black ribbon.
Yeah, the black ribbon on it. It's very classy looking. I do like it a lot.
The label is supposed to echo what you're going to find in the bottle. prepare the consumer for the experience that is going to follow. And we like to think that our wines, Chloe wines, are classy beauty bottle. They are for all people, all wine lovers that like everything that is classic and beautiful.
Fantastic. So you said that you made wine for a little while in Romania before coming to the United States. Completely different styles, or I mean, you know, people always make that sort of comparison between old world and new world style
wines.
I was making
more dry whites, dry reds, big volumes. I didn't have my own brand, so I was in the beginning and a beginner. So, I didn't have my own brand back in Romania before I came to the United States.
Different working with different varietals. I mean, obviously,
I worked before you know, with some many eclectic varietals.
Right.
But mostly popular in my country were Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. Right. And of course, we have some native grapes like Fetasca Alba, Fetasca Nigra, which are pretty popular in Europe. And they're great wines, aromatic wines.
So did you find it to be very different, the winemaking process, or actually just the actual working with
winemakers
here in the United States?
Well, the winemaking process, it's the same. I mean, the technology is the same. However, here in the United States, we had better equipment, very modern, state-of-the-art wineries.
Well, yeah, starting with Kendall Jackson, they definitely have the
that was a great learning
pocketbook
experience
and provenance to be able to give you state-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I learned a lot, you know, the first years.
Fantastic. Well, good. Well, so we have all four of the wines with us today, so we'll just go ahead and taste through the wines, and I'll give you a chance to talk about the provenance from them. I think it's interesting. So before we get started tasting, I did want to cover a little bit. You have like a garage winery. Is there a facility that you're using to produce these wines? Because not everything is coming from
absolutely. The winery is in Monterey County in Soledad. Okay. But, you know, I wanted each wine to source the grapes where the best grapes for that varietals are. That's why the Pinot Grigio is Italian from Val d'Adige. The Chardonnay is Sonoma County with grapes from Russian River Valley. The Pinot Noir is Monterey County with a touch of Russian River Valley. And the Red Blend is North Coast of California, mainly Napa Valley, Sonoma, Anderson Valley, Lake County, Mendocino. And I added a little Zinfandel from Lodi for spiciness and complexity.
So the Red Blend is it's quite a mix of different varietals, yeah?
Yes, it's a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, Petit Verdot. Then there is, which makes it kind of a Bordeaux.
Sure.
Then there is some Petit Syrah and some Zinfandel.
Yeah, so it sort of round it out and give it a little bit more mouthfeel, huh?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Add layers of fruit and complexity.
Yes. So you get all the fruit to one facility, and then that's where you make your production.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So, all right.
One more thing about the name, Chloe. I missed to clarify that. Mm-hmm. Chloe means in Greek blooming, and the way I see it is you have that exceptional grapes that are blooming into iconic wines with beautiful aromas and flavors. Also, Chloe was the most popular girl name in the last 4 or 5 years, top 10 on the
really?
List. And obviously we think that that's going to help the consumer relate easier with the brand, because we really wanted this brand to be feminine, you know, you can see by the label, but also bold and confident. And we wanted our brand to look more expensive than actually is. By the way, it's $13.99 in the store right now, even less in some of the stores. We wanted, to look great on the shelf, to pop on the shelf, to be noticed.
Right, but make it available for everybody where it's not, it's not cost prohibitive. Wonderful.
And over-deliver for the price point.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with WCHL 97.9 FM, 1390 AM. Well, that's Side Dish. Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, and we're here with Georgetta Dane with Chloe Wines. So we're going to go ahead and start out with the Pinot Grigio. So as you said, this is from Italy, from Val d'Adige.
It was fermented 100% in stainless steel, and we use, as you can see, the screw cap to maximize the freshness. Now, as you start smelling the wine, you'll notice that the nose is very fresh and vibrant. The wine is crisp. And this aromatic nose is going to lead you into a fruit forward palate. Flavors you might pick are first sip I always get Meyer lemons, and then there are some floral notes, some honeysuckle, ripe melon, white peach.
Yeah, it definitely makes me think of almost like a cantaloupe melon, because it has almost a sort of that salty sweet smell to it. It makes you salivate when you smell it. So yeah, it's quite lovely.
And the wine is perfect for summer because it has this racy acidity. Still a generous mouthfeel, but it's very refreshing.
It's bright and easy, perfect for the sweltering weather that we've been having lately here. So yeah.
Yeah, I noticed. That's told that actually this is a very nice weather for
the last couple of days. It's been a little bit of a reprieve, but yes, it gets very hot here in the summertime. But that's okay. That's a perfect picnic wine. So wonderful. The Pinot Grigio is delicious.
I would pair it with a light salad, any assortment of cheeses, of course, just by itself. After a long day at work.
Sure. Share with friends or on the back patio.
Seafood, fish.
Exactly.
It's a friendly wine.
Perfect, perfect. So we're going to move along to the Chardonnay. So this is Sonoma County Chardonnay. And you said Russian River?
Yeah, mostly of the grapes are from Russian River Valley.
Tell me what made you choose the Russian River? I mean, I think
Russian River is a famous region for Chardonnay grapes, for others too. But I love the terroir there and the flavors that that brings to the Chardonnay wine. So the wine was fermented mostly in French and American barrels. Also aged in barrels. I keep it sur lye and stir it every 2 weeks to give the wine mid palate and creaminess. Of course, underwent complete malolactic fermentation. Mm-hmm. You can taste it and see the buttery notes. There are also flavors of green apple, pears.
Yeah, it's definitely much more orchard fruit. It's
just
that big,
to
round.
Explain a little about how I blend my wines. So many years ago, when I started, I also worked for big house wines, and at that time I was working with about 42 varieties of grapes to make the blend.
Wow!
So it was. I said, "How am I going to blend so many varieties together?" And I studied how they make perfume, how perfume is made.
Sure.
And it turns out you have to create a base, then add middle notes and top notes, and that became my philosophy of blending wines. So for this Chardonnay, my base would be the barrel fermented portion. Mm-hmm. Then top note, I keep some Chardonnay that is fermented strict in tank, very cold, a long extent of time, only 50 degrees, and that helps trap all the fruit wine.
Right.
So when I add that very, very fruity portion to all the barrel fermented, it really brings it to life. It makes it pop. You know,
it definitely lifts it. And for people that maybe are not familiar with what sur lye is or what malolactic, it's on the sur lye is on the
malolactic
yeast cells.
Is a secondary fermentation that we do after the alcoholic fermentation. It lasts about, it depends, 2-3 weeks, and it transforms the malic acid in lactic acid, which the wine becomes softer,
rounder, like
acidic,
that buttery texture that you spoke about.
Very creamy,
definitely.
Gives mid palate.
Wonderful. All right. The Chardonnay, I can attest, it's lovely. It's round. It's rich. It's definitely got that sort of brioche, buttery, wonderful, lightly toasty texture. But it's not all oak. I mean, it's very seamless in that transition. You've got this wonderful orchard fruit.
The oak is a secondary presence.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to do with all my wines, to let the fruit come to fore, let the terroir express.
Sure.
Do not overwork the wines.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to go on to the Pinot Noir. So I always think, and I guess when I think of Pinot Noir, I think of cooler climate, and maybe because we have Burgundy in mind. So when I think of Monterey, I always think of it as being warmer, but that's not always necessarily the case.
Not where the vineyard is.
Yeah.
We source the grapes from Rava Vineyard. That vineyard gets a lot of fog and cool nights. Mm-hmm. The temperature drops to about 55 degrees every night. And that's not the only appellation. There is also a little Russian river valley Pinot there. As you are going to start tasting, you'll notice this is the classic, the elegant style of Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. It's not the over-extracted one.
Right.
The Monterey Pinot has that natural juiciness, very fruity flavors of strawberry, raspberries, cherries. The Russian River that I added only at 10% brought the wine mid-palate complexity. And what I liked and why I added, it had that flavor of fresh torn spearmint leaves.
Oh, yeah.
So it really, you know, it really twisted the
gives it a whole different dynamic. Yeah, 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 absolutely. What I like when you look through, and it's the beauty of radio, you can't see what I'm doing. And yes, I am tasting wine first thing in the morning. But when you look through, you know, there's some lovely clarity to the wine and you can read through it. I think this misconception of, you know, especially Pinot Noirs, people look for these big, dark, heavy wines, and that's just not what they are. There are these lovely, thin-skinned, big, bright, ripe.
Pinot has to be, you know, elegant and feminine, and that's how I call it. Well, when you want to make a very fruit-forward wine, I like to ferment my wines at colder temperatures. So probably most winemaking for reds is done between 70, even goes all way to 88 degrees, because that's when you get color and you get tannin extraction.
Sure.
However, when you lead a fermentation that warm, you lose a lot of fruit because tanks are open. So all that fruit goes in air. So I liked for this Pinot Noir, I started with a cold soak for a few days at 50 degrees. Then I started my fermentation at 60 with the Assmanhausen yeast. And never the fermentation went over 70, 75. That was it. That's why all that fruit was trapped in.
And it definitely has now. Of course, that you mentioned it. It's it has that sort of interesting, fresh, torn, minty, right towards the end. But it's lovely, bright, delicate, wonderful fruit. It's a lovely Pinot Noir.
Thank you so much. I think it is.
Yes,
I love
exactly.
It.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about Red 249. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM, brought to you by Southern Season. Welcome back to Side Dish. We're here with Georgetta Dane. And so we just finished tasting the first three wines, and I'm still sitting up. So we're going to go to the last. This is red number 249. They're just little sips, I swear. So, well, this is a really big, it's a big, bold wine. It's got a lot of, it's very fruit-driven on the nose, and it's got some wonderful sort of cigar box spices on the nose. So
let's
talk a little bit.
That's my big, bold, and muscular of the line. I said before, it's a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Petit Syrah, and Zinfandel. And I love blends. Some of the most famous wine in the world are blends, right?
Right.
So we all know when you blend varietals, everyone brings something to the party.
Sure,
that's what makes wine interesting and complex. So in this one, you have layers of cranberries and blueberries and blackberries. There is a lot of dark fruit. And then because the wine was aged in French and American barrels, it gave some notes of espresso and spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complex red, not sweet, just 6 grams per liter residual sugar. So it's not one of those sweet blend reds.
Right.
It's elegant, and that's how I want it to be, you know, to match the label.
Yeah, and I say it's, you know, on the nose, it's very expressive, but it's not over-extracted, it's not overwhelming or flabby or heavy at all on the palate. It actually finishes very clean. It's got some great structure to it. It's not overwhelmingly tannic, but it definitely has some acid and tannin structure there. It's a lovely wine.
Yeah, we named it the Red 249. You probably wonder what's with the number. Because I actually had to taste 249 lots in order to come with a blend. Of course, only 6 of them made the cut at the very end. But that was a long week at work.
Yeah, that's a tough job.
It's enjoyable.
Sure. So let's talk about where people can find the wines. Now, you're located in Monterey. If they're looking to get information, your website would be?
Yes. The website is www.cloyewinescollection.com.
Okay.
The wines here in North Carolina, you can find them in any Kroger and Harris Teeter stores.
Excellent.
They are everywhere. I'm sure there are some other, you know, like boutique wine.
Yeah, small independent retailers.
Yeah,
I've seen them.
They should have them too.
I actually just got back from Nashville a couple days ago, and the lovely smaller independent retailers happened to see them on the shelf.
Yeah.
So they're definitely readily available, and they're, you know, they're not cost prohibitive, which I think is wonderful. It gives people an opportunity to.
I saw them in restaurants also, on premise,
sure.
So they carry them also.
Wonderful. Well, so look out for Chloe Wines, and you really have something to meet everybody's palate. You've got the round, rich Chardonnay, very light, delicate, bright Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir. Really, to me, it's one of those wines that goes with just about anything. You know, you can really enjoy a meal without having to compete flavors. And then, obviously, the red number 249. And we'll look out for Prosecco, hopefully, coming soon, yes?
Yes, that's
and
on the way.
Everyone loves Prosecco. I love how you mentioned that, you know, all the varietals bring something to the party that, you know, it is actually a party. It's something
Absolutely.
That should be celebrated and wonderful, and I think there should be
that's
a bottle on every
table. Our tagline is, capture your beautiful moments.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's great. Well, listen, this was wonderful having you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
I know you're dashing back to California.
Yeah,
but,
I'm flying San Francisco within hours now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, safe travels, and again, thank you so much. We loved having you.
Thank you.
This is Georgetta Dane with Chloe Wines, and you're listening to Side Dish with Liz Cooper, WCHL 97.9, brought to you by Southern Season. Check us back next week for another episode.